President Zelensky will leave Washington with billions more. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. After a White House meeting today, President Biden announcing another tranche of military aid for Ukraine, $1.85 billion, including the Patriot missile air defense system. President Biden said there's no mistake about what Russia is doing.
It is purposefully attacking Ukraine's critical infrastructure, destroying the systems to provide heat and light to the Ukrainian people during the coldest, darkest part of the year. Russia is using winter as a weapon.
President Zelensky telling a White House news conference.
Once again, I would like to thank Mr. President, President Biden, for his candid support in what is very important, the understanding of Ukraine, and for the support of the international coalition.
The Ukrainian leader will address a joint meeting of Congress soon.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noted the weight of the appearance.
It shows the importance President Zelensky places on us continuing to give him robust help.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell concurred, citing political and American support.
The Ukrainian people are courageous and innocent, and they deserve our help.
Senator McConnell was also clear that American interests come into play. He said helping Ukraine lessens Russian threats against our allies in Europe.
Fox's Gernal Scott. After the Zelensky speech, the Senate will consider amendments to the omnibus spending bill. Florida's Republican Senator Rick Scott is frustrated.
I mean, it's unbelievable. We're paying for in this 7,500 earmarks and another, it's borrowed money, $1.1 trillion that we're borrowing. It's going to cause more inflation.
The Senate is expected to work into the wee hours of the morning to pass the bill. Government spending authority runs out at Friday midnight. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 3,600 commercial flights have been canceled in the U.S. today, according to FlightAware.com.
As a winter storm moves from the northwest across the Rockies and into the plains. But Arctic air is following the storm, so with snow and wind and rain will come freezing temperatures. By Friday, for example, the high forecast for Atlanta, Georgia is 24 degrees. Snow is expected Thursday into Friday in Chicago, where O'Hare Airport is a major connecting hub, with a high temperature there on Friday expected to be 2 degrees. While the weather will impact holiday flights, officials are also warning of dicey road conditions and possible power outages in places. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Parts of 20 states are under blizzard or winter storm warnings. The bitter cold reaching as far south as the Texas border, where illegal crossings continue.
Here in Eagle Pass, our thermal drone up in the air in the pre-dawn hours this morning as it was over a group of well over 350 migrants that crossed illegally into private property this morning. It is getting very chilly down here at the southern border. Temperatures expected to drop into the 20s and the teens in the coming days. Pretty dangerous for migrants, as a lot of time they have to spend standing around essentially waiting to be transported and processed by these Border Patrol officials.
Fox's Bill Malusian at the border. Title 42 health restrictions on asylum seekers are still in place at the border, at least temporarily. Sam Bankman-Fried is on his way back to the U.S. after telling a Bahamian court on Wednesday he's agreed to be extradited to face criminal charges related to the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Federal prosecutors allege he played a central role in its collapse. The Securities and Exchange Commission said Bankman-Fried illegally used investors' money to buy real estate and make millions of dollars in political contributions. Wall Street has its best day in 3 weeks after a positive report on consumer confidence. The Dow climbed 526 points, NASDAQ up 162. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.